Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 558. I'm producer Gerald. And today, as always, I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Vacation has returned.
Yes, I'm back.
Vacation 215 on the year.
More like vacation 4.
That's a lot.
Well, actually, I've taken a lot of time. We try to go somewhere every month.
I would like... Depending on, you know, the listeners out there, when you have time, like, you let me know how many vacations you've been on this year, because I feel like you don't think you take a lot, but I need some perspective for you.
Right. I get that. I mean, I did go out of town in June and you had to get a replacement. July, yeah, we went to Virginia. August went to my brother's and we went for her birthday this year. Here, May, we didn't go nowhere in May. April didn't go nowhere. March. No, April. Yeah, I did go somewhere in April. I helped my dad. I went to Pennsylvania to help my dad move. March didn't go nowhere. February, nowhere. January did go somewhere. So 2 months, I didn't go so far. 2 out of 9 months.
I would wager that's more than 95% of the community.
Probably.
I mean, that's a lot.
It is. This is also going for the first of my working life, never being to go on vacation. Like when I worked at the retail store in the mall, Journeys, I mean, I think I took 1 week the whole time I worked there off.
So you're overcompensating now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. This time you went to the Florida.
Yeah, we went to Florida, drove here all the way down to Palm Coast, Florida, which is about an hour south of Jacksonville.
That's good, because my very next question was, where the hell is that at?
So it's an hour south of Jacksonville and about 2.5 hours north of Miami.
How long is that drive?
It was about 11 and a half hours.
Mm. How many breaks? How many stops?
On the way down, we stopped 2, 3, 4 times.
How many stops were necessary?
All 4.
Okay.
Bathroom, lunch, gas, bathroom.
Oh, so only one was necessary.
Oh, no, we both had to use the bathroom.
You could have held it.
Oh, no.
I'm convinced if you have a vehicle that could go all the way on one stop, that I could make it.
No, I can't. Not on that one. I can get 7 hours in that one. I can go to her sister's in one tank, and I can go to, when we go to Destin, Florida, I can get there in one tank.
Yeah, but if you're stopping one time to get gas, I'm saying I could make it all the way with then no other bathroom breaks.
Mm.
I could do 12 hours with one stop. I have to watch my liquid consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't be an asshole with what I'm drinking.
Right.
But if I just had regular water and I was just sipping on it, you know, just enjoying it, I could make it. I could go all the way. Now, if I'm pounding like sodas or energy drinks seem to be like the worst. Them and tea just absolutely go straight through me. Barring like a pop-up shit or something I wasn't expecting, I think I could make it.
I did that. One time I drove to Pennsylvania, where my family's from. It's a 13-hour drive, and I stopped one time. Now it was the bathroom, gas, eat, and then that was it. And on the way, I did not feel good after I got there.
You think it was too hard on you?
Yeah, like I should have drank and ate more, because I just did not feel good.
Well, you were dehydrated.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's zero doubt you were dehydrated. But think all the time you saved.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That 13-hour drive, I think, turned into 11 and a half. Because of speeding. Yeah. And I only stopped one time.
I don't know how you do it, man. 13 hours, I'm on a plane.
Yeah. I get it. I don't mind
driving.
I'm not
that committed.
I don't mind to drive because I can listen to podcasts, listen to music, make some phone calls, talk to people.
But it's just, you lost a whole day.
Oh, yeah. We did. We lost a day today. And we didn't leave out until almost 8:40 today.
I mean, you basically, when it's all said and done, you basically lose 2 days.
I mean, we literally got home 2 hours ago.
Yeah, because I'm an asshole and needed to record tonight.
No, you're good.
Because I'm going to the game in the morning. So last week I tried to do it. We recorded, well, not last week, but the last time there was a game, we did it before. And I'll tell you, that's a tight window.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm getting done with the show. We had to dip early that day, so it wasn't a long enough show. And then, I was dressed, ready to leave with the show on. I mean, shoes on and everything. We ended the show. I grabbed everything, took it outside, and then he was there, and we left. And then, I mean, you know how it works. You're there forever, and then you have to get out, and then you have to make it back home. And so it's like we recorded at 7, so I'm up at 6:30.
Right.
Actually, that day I got up at 6 because I had to get everything ready beforehand. And then I'm not getting back home until like after 6. Mm-hmm. It just made for like a really long day. And then it's like right back to work on Monday. And so I'm a little more organized. I have everything behind me that I need to take. So when I finish recording tonight, I'll take it in there. I'll stage it. Wake up in the morning. I've already showered. I showered right before the show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wake up in the morning, get dressed, probably eat something. We went to McDonald's last time, but that messes with my diet.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I gave in to the weakness because I'm not going to sit next to somebody eating a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit when I didn't have anything. Because that's some bullshit.
I'm surprised he even went to McDonald's driving around a $300,000 truck.
Dude, he's totally bougie. Garbage. Yeah, but he eats like garbage. He eats like shit. He works out every day, but he eats like shit. He'd weigh 120 pounds if he'd knock it off. I asked him if I could eat in the truck, if it was allowed, or if we had to wait till we got there. But he said it was fine.
Okay. I was about to say, no, eating in a truck.
He keeps her clean, but he does eat in there.
They mess up them Gucci seats.
Yeah. You keep your shit sparkly too, so I don't know why you're attacking him.
Oh, but yeah, we eat in the car, but I pretty much clean it like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Your car's all, I've never been in your car and it'd be any kind of dirty.
Yeah, because usually if I know someone's getting in the car, I'm go a little above and beyond and go extra cleaning. But on a normal given day, there's a little bit of dirt.
It's also why I prefer to take your vehicle whenever we go somewhere. Because mine doesn't look like that ever.
Well, mine's a little newer than yours, too.
Yeah, I'm a messy boy in the car. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I often think about, like, if I was to get a nice car, I would almost need something else as a daily driver because there's no way I could keep it clean. Like I suck at washing, I suck at keeping it cleaned up, I suck at cleaning the inside. Like I'm just not a good, like maintenance is fine, but I'm a bad, like when it comes to like cleanliness in a car, I'm bad. I don't keep any part of it clean.
The messiest spots is usually where my cup holder's at.
You ever leave a cup in there for too long and the bottom bust out?
No.
Never in your whole life?
No.
I've probably done that 20 times. You just leave like a paper cup in there so long that the acid that's in the Coke
eats right through the bottom
of the cup, which should tell you a little bit about what it's doing to you.
Yeah, my wife's car, she had that, and I'm like, what are you doing? Because she drives my old car, and I'm like, this car's never been this dirty. And I had it for 11 years before I gave it to you, and
Is she messy in the car?
Oh yeah, she's probably on your level.
Oh yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah, water bottles all over the place.
Yeah.
All kinds of bags, jackets, sweaters.
100%. Just stuff.
Wrappers. There's coins with whatever stuck on it.
Hell yeah. That's basically my car you're describing.
Stuck to the thing. There's like, okay, is that a quarter or is that a penny? That's a big, huge quarter. That's brown. What is that?
That's a new dual quarter because Cola's building. They fuse together.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, all that sounds fine to me. I don't know how you are in a car for any amount. I mean, I work out of my vehicle.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you're in a car for any amount of time and you don't just accumulate stuff like that.
You do. I just clean it.
I don't have the want to give the energy to that task.
I guess I'm a little weird when it comes to, I have actually cleaning wipes in the car that I use to clean while I'm sitting at stop signs and stop lights.
I mean, it's not a bad plan.
Mm-hmm. I'll clean the window. So I'm just sitting there and like, okay, let me clean the window up real quick. The inside window.
Yeah. I just don't.
Yeah.
I should, but I don't.
Well, how's the thumb?
Thumb is better. He beat me in pop darts and in cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
I blame the thumb because I smashed it like 30 seconds after getting out of the truck last time. Right. I've put a lot of pressure on myself for tomorrow.
To redeem yourself?
There's two ways I could do it. I could just beat him, right? I beat him in anything, any one thing that I'm redemption.
Yeah.
Option two, because I'm not sure if I can, I slam my thumb again when I get out of the truck. So that I have an out.
Right.
Those are the only two options I see.
Or you go in with it wrapped up.
Oh, I fake it.
You just wrap it up and like then unwrap it right beforehand. It's like, oh, it's still hurting, but let me see what happens.
Yeah, so you think I fake it.
No, you don't fake it. You just make him think.
He knows. He's asked me. He's checked on it. I'd have to fake a new. I have to fake a new injury.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd either have to fake it, I'd have to actually injure it, or I just go beat him. Now, I've practiced in pop darts a little. I don't have a cornhole set here. Mm-hmm. I have like a fake, like cheap one you buy from the store, but I don't have a real one.
Right.
We together made the one that he built the one we had, and I had it. I don't really know why I said we, because I didn't do anything. He made it, and I had it wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks great, but I don't have it here. I should get him to leave me a board and a set of bag sacks so that I could practice.
Right.
But for him, there's no reason. I mean, why would he want to do that? He wants to win.
Oh yeah. He was going to beat that ass.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's say I have those three options, right? I come with it pre-wrapped, maybe even a knee, maybe a hammy, mm-hmm. I get out of the truck and I come in the morning. I'm like, oh, I'm hurt. And I have to sell that all day. We'll be together for like 8 hours. I have to make it look like I'm injured.
Yeah.
Option two, I just repeat the injury from last time. I don't understand. I put the bed cover down. I slam my thumb again. Or option three, I just step up and I win at something.
Yeah, just win one thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to think. I don't think I can beat him at cornhole. He plays a lot. He played today.
Ooh.
So I don't think I can beat him at that. So my only hope was pop darts, which he didn't have. But after the last game, he ordered some. And he's been playing that too.
Oh, yeah. He's going to try to beat you in everything.
Correct. So I'm debating if I should just get out and smash my thumb again. Maybe this time in a car door, just to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that since I was a child.
Right.
But, I mean, it's never too late.
And then to have another lawsuit on him.
It's true too. Negligence.
Mm-hmm.
Endangerment. Have you ever slammed your finger in a car door, thumb
yes.
in a car door?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep.
You ever done it as an adult?
No, not as an adult.
Well, the thing that only happens when you're a kid.
No. I'll say I was 17 or 18.
That's kind of old. I was probably like 10.
It was a lowrider truck.
Like a little Nissan?
Yeah, it was an Isuzu.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, yep. Lowered and wasn't paying attention, slammed it, shut it. Done.
Did it latch?
No.
I was a kid. The last time I did it, I was a kid. It was probably like 10 or something. I was at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little younger than 10. I still had the little baby fingers. And I slammed my thumb in the car door and it latched. And so I went to walk off. And it like pulled me back because it didn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I unclicked the door, it hurt with the most intensity. Because all that blood rushed back. And ruined the McDonald's trip for me.
So this is the lowrider I did had no handles. So the way you have to shut it is like a little weird because they trimmed the handles off. And so you have to kind of like lift up like the window and shut it or something like whatever. And I guess I held it wrong. It seemed right on my middle finger.
Mm-hmm. I never was a mini truck guy. That phase lasted a long time though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know they're still out there, but it's not really a thing anymore.
Yeah. You still have a pain in your finger from like on certain things?
No, but I will say from smashing it last time. It is still like a legit a little tender. If I squeeze on it now, it still hurts. So, but it doesn't, like, I can pick stuff up and fine, but I don't have any residual pain from slamming my fingers or doing anything. You know, I broke my hand when I was younger. I don't have any just normal like aches and pains from anything.
So my middle finger, every now and then at the tip, it'll, like, where I slammed it at, it'll, once every couple months, I'll get like a sharp pain in there. Just out of nowhere. Like that.
I have a story I don't think I ever told on here. Maybe I did. When I was a kid, I found a pair of roller skates. Old like roller skates from like the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't fit me. So I had said old tennis shoes, right? And so you know where this is going. I decided to get the boot off and put my shoes on there.
Well, no.
Beauty and the Beast was playing. I was at my mom's house. I went in there and I got an ice pick out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's obviously how you get the boots off.
Right.
You know, you get some ice picking it, and it glanced off the side of it, and I stabbed myself in the knee, and I have a scar from that. It's just it's a little flat spot, but I just jammed the ice pick right in my knee. That was a dumb way to get hurt.
I remember you talking about an ice pick knee thing, but I don't remember hearing the full story.
That's the only ice pick knee thing I have, so I may have told it before, but that's a dumb injury, but I don't have any like residuals. I cut the shit out of my thumb on a mirror one time and I glued it back together. I don't really have any residuals. Now my thumb is still sore from 2 weeks ago when I smashed it or whenever that was.
Yeah.
But only if I squeeze it. Like if I'm just doing daily stuff, it's fine.
Well, that's good.
But I don't know if I can win is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Because he is competitive and he's been practicing. And I'm not that competitive.
Yeah, he is very competitive.
Yeah, and I like playing, but I really don't care if I win.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get like blown out. So as long as I score a point, like I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be the guy that posts zero.
Or you make him struggle for the win.
Yeah, you fight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to win, but it's not as easy as he thinks.
Here's what he doesn't understand. He should dial it back a little bit, because if it just gets too unruly, he's not even going to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he says that he'd have fun mopping the floor with me, but I don't think he would. I think he'd get tired of it by, like,
mm-hmm.
week 14 or whatever. He's not going to be feeling that anymore.
Right.
So, word to the wise, you need to dial it back a little bit. We'll just see what happens. I don't know which one of those plans I'm going to go with yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some gauze in the house. I mean, I could get it ready.
Yeah, put a little bit of a red dye or something on there, some ketchup.
They put a sling on.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out there slinged up.
Yep. What happened? Then, I fell.
But then you got to do it all day. And then the next time I see him, I just won't have it on.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't know. We'll see. Titans play Cincinnati tomorrow. Good chance they lose that game.
But yeah, Cincinnati's due for a comeback win. I mean, so are Titans. But
well, in typical Titans fashion, and you know, it's a team they should lose to, so they'll probably win, especially since they just lost to the Browns.
Is Joe Burrow playing?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I think he's a little dinged up, but I think he's playing.
Okay, so I know something that – I remember he got some practice or something. I saw a video of him falling down, holding his – foot or ankle or knee or something.
They sent me the injury report. I could tell you, but I didn't look at it. Did you want to talk about your vacation or
I'll go over it a little bit. We did not do any nature stuff.
Okay.
We stopped in Chattanooga at a rest stop, and that rest stop was overlooking the lake and the mountains. So that's where that photo came from. He's talking about.
Which I saw the photo, friend of the show, Marshall 205, showed it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where that was. We pretty much went down there. We didn't get no beach time in because it rained pretty much every single day. So didn't get to go to the beach. We dig into the pool. We went to a friend's. We went to see my wife's sister and her family. So we went to one of her friend's house, who's the guy's a cop. in that local area, and he has a big ass house, nice indoor pool, jacuzzi, has a farm. He had some goats, some mini goats. He had a mini donkey or a mini horse, a bunch of chickens. He had like his own little mini farm. He sells eggs on the side. It was pretty cool, like the swimming park, because it wasn't raining then. I was playing with my niece in the pool, throwing her around. She likes to get thrown in the pool. Like wrestling wise, she wants to get.
How do you feel about the mini farm?
It was interesting. I mean, it didn't smell like I thought it was going to smell.
Would you ever go down that way, that direction? Would you ever
no,
do that?
No, too much.
Not for you.
Yeah. He says he's got to wake up every morning and run out there and grab all the eggs. And then he's got to make sure the goats and all the chickens go back into their houses at night. And the horse pretty much does what it wants to do. And he makes sure the horse is okay.
Yeah, see, I want that life. I mean, I already kind of have that life with the chickens.
Yeah.
I want a mini farm, though.
Yeah, he lives right off like a main road too. Like it's on the main road, and you just turn right into his driveway. So it's like right there. One of those like people who live off of 41A, just like you're driving off 41A. There's a house right there. It's like, what the hell?
That's weird.
Yeah, and it's busy like a 41A is, like kind of where we live.
Is it? Do you know if it's in the county or the city?
No, it's in the city.
I'm surprised they even let him have all that.
Yeah. I guess it's Florida, because all his neighbors all have that stuff, kind of stuff too.
Yeah, they don't have any rules down there. It's chaos.
Yeah. But it was pretty good. We went. I went to a bunch of toy stores all down St. Augustine, Palm Coast, up to Jacksonville. Saw some cool stuff. Didn't buy anything.
So I guess driving and then not buying anything and then being with family, fairly inexpensive trip.
Oh no, we pretty much ate out all the time, junky shit.
Do you just forget your good eating habits on vacation?
Yeah.
Is that why you take so many vacations?
No.
Just so you can eat like shit?
No. It just happens.
On vacation, are you like 3 meals a day on vacation?
No, I'm usually like one.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Does everybody not wake up and go to breakfast?
No. No, they have weird. Her sister's a nurse, so she does. She works at where they deliver babies. She delivers babies, so she just works weird hours. Sometimes it's 7 o'clock at night to 7 a.m. Sometimes it's 3 p.m. until 3 p.m. or from 10 o'clock in the morning to like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just wherever she's scheduled.
So where you're going with that is that they like to sleep in.
Oh yeah, they like to sleep in.
I don't have the ability to do that anymore.
Oh.
So if you wake up and everybody's still sleeping in, what do you do?
Pull my phone out or the Switch. I took the Switch with me, so I've got a lot of Switch time in.
One of my least favorite things is staying at someone's house and waking up before they do.
Yeah.
Which that doesn't happen because I avoid putting myself in those situations, but I hate that.
And especially for me, because I'm used to my time. So, you know, waking up at 5:30, 6 o'clock, my time is like 6:30, 7 o'clock their time. And they're sleeping or they're like, she just got home. And so I have to wait for my wife to wake up and then we might go out. We didn't go out for breakfast. They made breakfast like around 9:30, like twice. I took me my normal breakfast stuff, my protein bars and my protein shakes, and did that.
Yeah, I would much rather be in a hotel so that I don't have to worry about if I wake up. I remember when I was younger, I'd like wake up before my friends and I would like just pretend to still like be sleeping. Because I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Right. Especially if you're staying at your friend's house.
You're just like out creeping around, their parents are there.
Mm-hmm. Going through all their stuff.
Yeah, going through their drawers and safe and all that shit. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. In the refrigerator, like trying to figure out what you eat.
Yeah, if it's even okay.
Mm-hmm.
I put something in the microwave earlier. A little plastic jar. And I failed to see that there was a little piece of the tinfoil lid still on there?
Oh no.
And I was microwaving it for only 15 seconds, but from across the room, I saw it look like a 4th of July fireworks show going off inside the microwave.
Like you were right there and not like in a whole other room.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I only put it on for 15 seconds, but it was flashing like a light show in there. I've never done that before.
Mm.
I don't know what that causes, but I swear that growing up, I had a friend that used to put pots and pans in there and microwave it, and it would flash and do all that and smoke and everything. And they did it all the time.
I ruined our microwave.
By doing that?
No. Overcooked popcorn.
Oh yeah, it just smelled like that forever.
Oh, and then butter blew up everywhere. So the whole inside was like yellow, like a dark yellowish mustard.
I think you can microwave a lemon if it's just the smell and it'll get some of it out. But that's my question. Did I do damage to the microwave?
No, you got it out in time.
The jar is like, it's like charred in that one little tiny, like the size of like a pinhead. It's charred in one little spot where there was a little piece on there.
No, I think it's good. I remember a guy I work with microwaved aluminum foil wrapped, an egg wrapped in aluminum foil.
And it that's a psycho move.
Yeah, and it blew the egg up inside.
But the microwave's still fine.
Yeah, the microwave was still good for, I mean, hell, another 2 years for sure.
Why did they tell you can't put metal in there?
I guess it can cause a fire or blow up.
But yeah, I don't know. My very first thought was, is this microwave ruined? But I hit the start button after, and it came right back on. I mean, it seems fine.
Yeah.
But, I made it sound more dramatic than it was. Honestly, it was in for 15 seconds, and it flashed like once. And then as soon as I saw it, I panicked. Because I didn't know what had happened, because I knew it was a plastic jar. But it was just a tiny, tiny little spot.
Right. I'm looking at metal stuff in microwaves.
Yeah.
Hopefully it just causes like electrical current.
So there's no risk. I mean,
yeah,
there's a fire risk, but the microwave's fine.
Yeah.
It's not a high dollar microwave.
The more in the type, it'll do more to it. So if you have a bigger spot, the bigger the metal is, the more damage it can do inside.
Yeah, it was literally the size of a pinhead, yeah. Like real tiny little charred spot. I didn't even understand what had happened. I was like, did I leave a spoon in there or something? And I opened it really quick, and it was just a jar. And I was like, what the heck? And I pulled it out to look, and I was like, maybe the label had foil in it. And I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And then I saw just the tiniest little black spot on top, and then I realized that it had an aluminum foil lid on it.
Mm.
And just a little sliver, I guess, was still on there. Rookie move. I mean, never done it before, but I guess there's always a time.
Right.
So that sucked.
All right. Back to my vacation real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just see, I played my Switch, a lot of Animal Crossing. And I played a bunch of Nintendo GameCube games. My brother-in-law hooked up a Nintendo GameCube in the room we were staying in. So I got to play a bunch of some Luigi's Mansion and Super Mario something, Batman game. I was just going through a bunch of games that he had. There's about 20 different games there.
Did he happen to have the original Animal Crossing?
No, he did not have Animal Crossing.
I wish that he had so that you could go back and see what that felt like.
Mm.
Like, knowing how intimate you are with the Switch version, it'd be neat to see what you thought of. You never played the GameCube version, right? Yeah. It'd be interesting to see what you thought about it.
It was my first time playing the GameCube, period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so even getting the controllers down was weird.
It's a good system.
Yeah. It the games played good.
Yeah. I'm always bummed when I think about it, because it deserved more attention than what it got. It was a good system. It's still a good system.
Yeah, he had a purple one too.
Yeah, that's the OG.
He had a purple one. Games had two controllers. It was pretty had a pretty good time. Then we played we didn't play, but I watched him play Starfield.
I'm yawning. I know my video's out, but what'd you think of that?
That very No Man's Sky, just better graphics.
Mm-hmm. Do you think if you had an Xbox, you'd be on that thing?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or if it came out for PlayStation, I'd probably be playing right now.
Yeah.
It's very up my alley.
Yeah, I think it would be. You know, not just because of like the No Man's Sky vibe, but Bethesda also. And this is still like very much Bethesda because it, you know, this game was deep in production whenever the Microsoft deal happened.
Yeah.
Or I assume it was at least, not maybe not deep, but it was at least somewhat going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I don't know that I'll ever check it out.
I have a PC. I could play it on the PC, but I just don't have time for like, well, I don't have no time. I just not going to do it.
I just don't have a lot of desire to spend 60 hours on really much of anything.
Yeah, I really wanted to go through his collection because he has like an original Nintendo, an NES, Super Nintendo, the GameCube. He has a Genesis, the Sega Saturn. He's like, he has a lot of the older systems. And he has a lot of the older games. He don't get rid of anything.
He's very, is he collect or is it just his stuff?
No, he it's not that he collects it. Like, he sees older stuff and he just grabs it. Like, he'll go to the Goodwill, he'll go to flea markets, and he just sees like older game stuff and he just buys it because he just like wants that nostalgia of having the old school stuff. He still has VCRs and he loves like VHS tapes. And I sent you that record player CD thing, or I mean, cassette thing. He has a bunch of like stuff like that.
The VHS is something I never thought that I would want another VHS player, but I do sometimes think about having one just to have one.
I have two. Same exact one, too.
I don't have any. Why do you have two of the same one?
I had one. My wife had one. When we got together, we had this. We bought the same one.
It's weird. Did you have the rewinder?
Originally, yeah, we had a rewinder. Yeah.
We had one at the house when I was growing up at my mom's. I love that thing.
It
would rewind at supersonic speed.
Yeah, once the recorder came out, we got that too, so you could record over. So we grabbed blank ones. We'd be recording like movies and stuff off TV.
Yeah.
So we used to record all like the WrestleManias and the wrestling stuff, the pay-per-views.
You can scoop up a VHS rewinder for about $20 from eBay.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. There's some real classic looking ones. I mean, here's one for $10. Also, I didn't remember that they're shaped stupid. Though. It was like shaped like a car. Here's one shaped like a piano.
Mm-hmm.
We just had like a regular ass like rectangle that you put it in.
He was going to give me one of his PlayStations.
Why didn't you want it?
Because it was his. I didn't want to take it from him.
Yeah.
I just felt bad. And he wasn't going to take money for it either. That started trying to do stuff around the house to help him, like maybe to compensate for it. But then if I wanted a PlayStation 1, I'd get a PlayStation 1. Because he had like the original, then he had like the mini one that just has like basically the size of the disc and like a little bit of extra on the outside.
This may not be the one I had when I was a kid, but I think I found the rewinder. It's damn close if it wasn't the one I had. $17.99 free shipping, and this is with the box.
Oh, wow.
I should maybe just get one sometime. Not the rewinder, but just like a VHS player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want like a, I don't want one from like the 90s, though. I want one from like the 70s.
Yeah,
I remember our VHS player was wood grain and it was like a top load. So it popped up on top and you put it in and then pushed it down. I want one like that. Anything that reminds me of vintage. Back to the PlayStation thing. I don't much care to go back and play PlayStation games. That when 3D first started happening, I don't love the way those games feel. Like N64 and PlayStation, I don't have a lot of nostalgia for those.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I kind of started playing, but I don't have a lot of. Yes, that's the PS1.
Yeah, so this is what he was going to give me.
Yeah, so that's the PS1 for those unfamiliar. It's about the size of a controller, and it's a little rounded corner.
Yeah.
But he had, Sony also made the screen that attached to it. So I have the PS1 with the screen. It's like an all-in-one unit. Man, I forgot how good the PlayStation looked.
Mm-hmm.
Looks so good. I spent many hours on there, but I'm not nostalgic to go back and play. Yeah, there it is with the screen on it. I don't know about that Nokia bar phone plugged into it, but.
It says 15 cool things you had no idea your old PlayStation could do.
Yeah, so I own that PS1, that screen right now. Like, I have it. Could go pick it up.
System, indie game. Connect your phone to the internet.
I don't know what you were doing with anything connected back then, though.
Yeah.
Oh, here's an old school Panasonic with some wood grain. Looks very similar to what I had.
Oh, you still look at the DV recorders?
The VHS.
Oh, VHS.
Players, $72. I like a lot of the things that I had when I was a kid. I'm sort of nostalgic for them. But I really don't need a VHS. It's the shitty way to watch something, quality-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has an old school like 13-inch TV that has like the VHS player and built inside of it.
Oh, look at this. Oh, you can't see my screen. I'm going to have to text it to you like a dumbass. It's important that you see this though. If you were going to get any old system, which one would you get?
Old system?
Yeah, like if you're going to get any video game system, like anything you don't have, let's say before 360 probably. So like I guess you could say PS2. So let's just not PS3 or anything like that.
Okay,
like,
so I had a PlayStation 2.
Would you get that again?
No, because the PlayStation 3 played the PlayStation 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had the blue PlayStation 2. Like the royal blue. Don't know how, I don't remember like how I got it, what happened with it. That's the one my mom got me. Maybe the Super Nintendo.
Is there something specific? Like, is there a specific reason you want it, or just that's what you would get?
That might be what I get. Or no, maybe the original Nintendo. Because Tecmo Bowl was on.
I think that's the correct answer, is the original, like the NES.
Yeah. Yeah, Tecmo Bowl was on there, and then Baseball Stars are the two games that were. Still had Baseball Stars game. Yeah, I would say the original Nintendo then.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. If you saw one in a store for like $25, would you buy one?
If it was real, like a legit, not
yeah, like if it was like a regular one.
Yeah. For $25, yeah.
What about $50?
You could both controllers or just one?
Let's do two controllers, all the hookups, no games.
$50?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
You got to play some of these games right here.
I probably have everything you see there. I have just too many.
It's crazy to think that Super Mario 3 was on Nintendo. Like,
it's crazy to play Super Mario Brothers and then play Super Mario 3.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think those were on the same system.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just all of them were there.
And it's so, so good. Super Mario Brothers 3 is perfection.
Now, didn't Super Mario Brothers come on its own without Duck Hunt?
Yes.
Also?
Yes. You could get like just a black label version of it.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I would say, yeah, the original 10 Others, Your Robot.
Yeah, Rob. He's so good.
Yeah, I thought about buying, like, whatever they are, the little things that you see in the stores that play all of them.
Yeah, like the junk ones.
Yeah, I thought about getting one of those just to be able to play all the game systems, now, but then I just didn't.
You see the one beside the Famicom there? That's the one you should get. So down and all the way to the end.
This one?
Down. Sure. That's what you should get. That's the top loader NES.
Uh-huh.
That's what you should get. You'll never have any issues playing any games. You'll never have the blue screen. You'll never need to do any of the crazy stuff. And it comes with a dog bone shaped controller too, which is easy on the hands. That thing's great. That came out, I think, after, I could be wrong here. I think the top loader NES came out after the Super Nintendo was already out. So they just didn't sell a ton of them. I released in 93. When did the Super Nintendo come out? I think I'm right. Maybe it was already out in Japan, but not out in here. Because for some reason, I'm thinking 94. You may have to go into that Wikipedia. Yeah. No, 91. 1991 in North America. Yes, so it had already been out for 2 years before that top loader NES came out. And so it just did not. I mean, I knew one kid with one growing up. And everybody else had either moved on to the Super Nintendo or still had the regular NES. I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, I had one kid that had got it. But as an adult, you know, when I started collecting, you know, Super Nintendo was like the first thing I went, or regular Nintendo was like the first thing I went after, because that's where I have the most nostalgia. And, you know, I was playing on. But when I finally got my hands on one of those top loader NESs, I really found out what I was missing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's life changing. You don't have any of the issues. It looks a little silly. It doesn't hit you in the feels when you look at it. Unless that's the one you had. Oh, they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little high. I believe that I only have one of those. I may have two, but I think I only have one.
29,
121. It's high.
Because they're making a comeback. People want them.
Yeah. It's probably a good time to get rid of some of that stuff, but I'll probably just hold it forever. Mm-hmm.
What about this guy? I just seen him.
That's the Super Nintendo, the one that Nintendo sold, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the Euro-European version, the Peggy.
Interesting.
Pretty cool.
There's the control deck.
Yeah, the control deck. But you got any news?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
I got one story, but I assume you pulled it up, but we'll go. Maybe. And we'll see.
Okay. First thing I have, GameStop's new billionaire boss calls for extreme frugality in email to staff. The Chewy, the billionaire that's in charge of Chewy, the dog stuff, Ryan Cohen, appointed himself CEO last Thursday of GameStop. Basically, he said we're going to make some changes, get rid of the laziness of the people, get rid of some dumb stuff that they've been working on, trying to sell. And he's going to go down to, he goes, I expect everyone to roll up their sleeves and hard work. I'm not getting paid. So I'm either going down with the ship or turning the company around. I much prefer the latter. It won't be easy. Best of luck to us all.
It looks like he fired the CEO that he pan-picked.
Yeah, he did.
So I think that, you know, there was a false sense of security with GameStop whenever, you know, their stock was, you know, the short sale and all that happened because mm-hmm. it inflated their value. But they're the same struggling company they've always been. Or not always, but they've been as of late, I should say.
Yeah. Well, a couple months ago, I saw that they're taking back old retro. They're trying to get retro stuff in again. And then back to taking movies in. It's like, really? I mean, you guys that desperate, just trying to whatever.
Okay. I mean, there's no secret. I've been pretty hard on GameStop in the past. I don't want them to go away, but I do want them to figure out what they are.
Yeah.
They're still a business to me that has been in a 15-year identity crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time to figure out what you want to be and then lean into it and figure it out.
I think the culture has changed. They actually stopped, like, hiring gamers and started hiring, like, managers. Like, they were hiring managers from, like, Claire's and makeup places and just someone because they wanted to manage a store, or they'll hire salespeople from, like, Foot Locker and Journeys and Champs and Finish Line because they sold stuff and they were like, we want you to sell pre-orders and subscription, and actually, instead of actually having people who, like, can talk nerd talk with games.
Every time I go in a GameStop, it's the same situation. The last 20 I've been in, it's usually one person. It's usually a younger female. She's usually by herself in the store, and she's usually on the phone talking to someone. And it does not ever appear to be a work conversation. Like, the last 20 times I've been in a GameStop, that's what it's been. And I'm usually the only person even in the store.
Yeah.
And I'm not bitching because I don't need help and I don't need attention. It's not like that. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, it used to seem, when I used to go to GameStop before I ever started working there, I remember thinking what a fun environment it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wanted to work there. They had the demo stations and it was always full of people talking about games and everybody was cutting up and having, it's just, it hasn't felt like that in a long time. It's full of, like, Fortnite socks and a stuffy environment with someone who seems like they'd rather be anywhere else.
Right.
But you're right. Like, I think they hired a manager. They hired someone who's good at running a store, but they're not passionate about the subject matter.
Right.
And so they're probably on the phone talking about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Like, I went to two of them on my vacation to Florida, and they're both the same. The one had a guy in there, or a girl. I couldn't tell, wasn't talking about, like, anything game related, was talking to another customer about political stuff. And I was like, wow, okay, you know, I get it, but they're talking about political stuff in there. And I go to ask them a question about, like, something that was on the wall, gave me a quick answer and turned right back around to the thing. And like, okay, fine. I had a gamer shirt on. He didn't give two craps about it, or she didn't give two craps about it. The other game store, walked in, the person that was there was just talking to somebody else. Now, there's two people in a store. One, like, I think they both worked there, but one was, like, not working that day because they were talking about, like, other people that worked in the store and just shitting on all their employees that were working there, just talking crap. And I'm like, there's customers in a store and you don't really care. They go to ring somebody up. It's mom with a kid buys a game, and it's clearly a game the kid probably shouldn't be buying, but the mom didn't care. Because she said, oh, you know, this is a rated R game. Is it okay he plays this game? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And just kept on talking to the other person about people in the store. It was bad.
It's sort of felt that way for me for a while, where the people that are there are clearly there for a paycheck. And I'm not going to, like, when I worked there, I was there for a paycheck too, but I was passionate about the subject matter.
Yeah.
And the other people there were as well, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I hope GameStop figures it out, but it's never going to work until they do.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Scalpers are ruining a Pokemon art exhibit. So they're doing a, what was it? Van Gogh. They're doing a specific Van Gogh Pokemon card and people are going crazy. They're buying all the packs up and turn around trying to sell them, like, ridiculous amount of money.
Scalpers suck no matter what the situation. Do you see that they're going to make scalpers have to start paying taxes on, like, if you sell a ticket now for a profit, that's something that you're supposed to turn in on your taxes now.
Oh, you're talking about, like, game tickets?
Yeah. Like, oh. If I took my Titans tickets and sold them for a profit, I'm supposed to report that now.
Ooh.
Because they're trying to cut down on scalping.
Right.
I like it.
Good. All right, one news here, PlayStation really quick. Actually, no, let me do the Nintendo one first. We'll save that one. No, we'll go to PlayStation. We'll jump straight to PlayStation. Then. Okay. PlayStation boss Jim Ryan is retiring.
30 years.
Yeah.
You know, he said his whole thing here. After 30 years, I've made the decision to retire from SIE in March 2024, Ryan said in a statement. I've relished the opportunity to have a job I love in a very special company, working with great people and incredible partners, but I've found it increasingly difficult to reconcile living in Europe and working in North America. You know, this is one of the rare times. I don't necessarily think there's anything else to this. 30 years is a long time to dedicate yourself to something. He reached the pinnacle of what he's going to accomplish. And but he hasn't hurt the brand.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a fine boss, and I can absolutely understand not wanting to live in Europe and work in North America. I complain sometimes about an hour commute.
Yeah, he's been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah, no, he wasn't in that role for 30 years, so I don't know how long he's had to be doing this back and forth, but just doing anything for 30 years is too long.
Yeah.
So, I hope he truly retires, and I hope he enjoys his family and his time, and right off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, scroll down. I guess for those that don't know, he was...
he's leaving April 2024.
Yes.
Further.
He was the CEO of Worldwide Studios. Yes. He took over after Sean Layden stepped down. For those that don't know who he is.
Yeah. I remember Sean Layden.
Yeah. They have somebody already in place to take the role, I believe.
Yeah, where is it? Akiro Todokai, Sony Group Corporation President, COO, and CFO will help transition and take on the role of interim CEO once Ryan relieves.
Yeah, so he's running like Sony Group.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they'll get somebody else in place, but I mean, it was a good run. Like I said, he was very indifferent about Jim Ryan, but he didn't screw anything up too terrible.
All right, next one. PlayStation Plus monthly games for October. Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West.
It's interesting because the Callisto Protocol, like the founders of that, like left, I think, or a couple of the founders, or that game's in a weird place. It bombed financially, and I think it reviewed kind of mediocre. Definitely the, I guess you could say, spiritual successor to Dead Space.
Yeah.
People like Weird West, I don't know, and Farm Simulator. I mean, I'm all for that. So
right. It also gets people into farm. Didn't they have like, was it 17 or 19 that was free?
I don't remember. Maybe 19.
And then one of them was free.
Just, edition of 19 was free.
Not that too long. Like maybe last year.
Yeah. That's a good lineup. I mean, I think Callisto Protocol digitally is still $70, and I think it's, I mean, I think you can probably find it in the store for $15 or $20, but
yeah,
you know, it's not a bad lineup.
So this one that was pretty cool on a couple. Sony reveals 6 new games coming to PSVR. Some of the games I thought was pretty interesting. Among Us is coming to VR. Look pretty cool. This Journey to Foundation, I thought it was really, really good. I'm not going to play the trailer unless you want me to, but that looked really good for me. I like the sci-fi. Then there was Heroes Forever. That looked fun for you. Ten Hearts. Tiger Blade. And the Foglands.
Like the Foglands is just a Samsung ad.
Yeah, I don't know what that.
I don't know what happened there.
It's this one. Okay. Yep.
I mean, the PSVR 2 has kind of been left for dead, so they need to get some stuff out. Among Us is fun in VR. I worry about what it looks like on PlayStation now.
Yeah.
Not visually, but the amount of kids in the Quest version is unbearable.
Okay, now we're going to Xbox news really quick. Venture Across Realms with the Shift series in Xbox Labs. So apparently they released these controllers back in 2021, where they changed color, and they're bringing them back now again, which I thought was pretty cool.
So they sold these as completed controllers, and now you'll be able to use those same colors in your design lab designs.
Yeah.
The design lab is still one of the coolest things that Xbox does, and I'm super jelly that PlayStation doesn't do it. And while I've never ordered a custom controller, if I played on Xbox, there's zero doubt in my mind that I would have ordered one.
Yeah.
And I've built several before and just, I've never ordered them, but it's awesome.
All right, we're going to Minecraft really quick. There's a new DLC, Dungeons and Dragons. For all you Dungeons and Dragons players, you can play special missions of Dungeons and Dragons on Minecraft.
Should have had this out back when the movie came out.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess D&D is always hot, but...
Yeah, the trailer looks pretty fun. Minecraft, just Dungeons and Dragons. That was pretty cool. Another one, Minecraft Dungeons, 25 million players and counting. It's supposed to be unique players, so I don't know how much of that is really the same person playing on different
I wouldn't mind checking system, it out.
But it looks fun, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind checking it out. I've heard mixed things.
Mm-hmm. All right, one of the news, I want to go over the MetaQuest.
Go to the, do the next story last, and then we'll spend the rest of the time on this one.
So do this, this
yeah, one. Just go ahead and do that one.
Okay, so...
We'll get it out of the way.
Everyone's favorite segment, Lego. Lego's newest Mario set is the Piranha Plant, which I think is looks cool, and I probably will get that one.
It looks cool. The size is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's still very Lego while also very Mario.
Yeah.
All right. Is it a bank? Why is she putting a coin in it?
I think you can put it down inside right in the little thing here.
Yeah, I don't like that picture they submitted with her in there. I don't know what she's doing, but it looks cool. Mm-hmm. How much is it? It said it was affordable, but I didn't see what the price was.
Those are 270. 60.
Yeah, not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not bad.
Set number 71426. It comes out November 6th.
Check it out.
All right, so back to the news. The MetaQuest 3 is up for pre-order at $499.99 for the 128 gig version and $649.99 for the 512 gig version.
Correct. Did you watch the press conference?
No, I did not because I was out of town. I didn't have time.
So, it's technology-wise, right? It's there. It's mm-hmm. good. Pancake lenses, color, full color pass through, unveiled, described, whatever you want to call it, as AR, VR. It looks awesome. Has the Snapdragon XR2. It's the first. I think it's the first thing to ship with that. It's definitely the first VR headset to ship with it. It's slimmer, it's smaller, it's lighter. It definitely has a more futuristic look to it with the lenses on the front.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the price?
Actually, I'm okay with the price.
Oh, excuse me. I called it AR VR. They called it mixed reality.
Yeah. Just
so that someone doesn't correct me and tell me I'm a dumbass, but that's what they're talking about.
Given the fact that the 2 went up to almost this price.
Yeah.
And then now you're bringing the 3 out, which is whatever, 10 times better than the 2. Or the 128 gig one. I think the 512 one for $150 more for 3 times as much storage. I don't know if it's that much worth it.
So they have MetaQuest Plus now, which gets you 2 games a month. I think it's like $7 a month or $60 for the year or something like that. So they're giving you two free games a month. When you pre-order this thing, it comes with Asgard's Wrath 2, which will actually come. Well, excuse me. It comes with a voucher for it. The game will come out in December. We should say the headset's coming out October 10th.
Yeah.
So the headset is soon. If you pre-order the big boy version, you also get 6 months of that MetaQuest Plus. So you start getting free games. MetaQuest Plus is available on Quest 2, so you could have that going right now. I like this. I like the price. I'm a little torn. None of the accessories work. So like my Elite strap and battery won't fit on this one. My case doesn't work. So for me, because the way I like to have it, it's not just the investment either. I need those other things if I'm going to do it. So are you going to get one?
I don't know.
I was wondering what your thought was going to be when you saw the price.
We'll see what games they launch with. Then.
So I'm going to offer this too. I'm going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So if I get one and you decide not to get one, I'll sell my Quest 2.
Okay.
If you decide to not get one, I have the case, the Elite Strap with the battery, which I think that thing is like $150 or $200 for that extra. And then I also have the eyepiece that actually touches your face. I bought a different one that's made for glasses and is vented all the way around so you don't fog up too. And I have the original. I have the box for everything as well. So I have the box for the headset and the box for the head strap and case.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
Yeah. So if you ever decide you want to do VR, but you don't want to buy this one and you want to, let me know.
Okay.
So you can buy, if you stick with the straps that come with it, you can get them in the Elemental Blue or Blood Orange. And the colors are awesome, but the Elite Strap only comes in white, which is disappointing to me. You have to go to where it says Shop All up there. The top left corner.
There it is. Yeah,
click there. So the case is $70. I like that case. Every time I'm done playing, I put mine back in that case. And then the Elite Strap with battery, scroll down, is $129. So, I mean, you got another $200 to get those two accessories. And I feel like those are two accessories I'm going to need.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Marshall205, telling me to use this head strap and see if I like the one that comes with it before buying the new one. I just know that I like the Elite Strap. And if it wasn't better, they wouldn't still sell it.
Right.
So I want it. The other cool thing is that stand right there charges the controllers as well as the headset. And if you have that extended battery, it charges it as well. And all you have to do is set it there.
Oh, damn.
So that thing is awesome too. It's $130.
Mm-hmm. Straps for the controllers, the silicone face shield. Just if you need another link cable.
Look, you can buy those fancy controllers, the ones that come with the Pro.
What is this? VR Air Bridge?
VR Air Bridge. I don't know what that does. That may let you connect to your computer without having a cord.
We'll look at that in a second. There's a gift card. Lenses, warranty, earbuds.
So, you know, I thought that when I got the Quest, I was like, I won't get my prescription lenses because I feel like I'll have people want to check it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely never did that. So I would entertain the idea of getting prescription lenses for this thing.
Yeah, it's another way to connect to your PC through Wi-Fi.
Hmm. How much is that? $100?
Yeah.
I don't have a PC that would make any difference. So, but yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm going to get it. It's what I was waiting for. I will say the price is going to rule me out of getting a PSVR 2. So I thought if it was cheap enough, I might end up with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy a PSVR 2. I can't have, you know, I can't have $1,500 tied up in VR.
Right. Cause you're probably going to get close to $800 in this.
But let me tell you the concern I have on the 128 gig. Asgard's Wrath is, they're saying it's like a 60-70 hour game. That Assassin's Creed Nexus looks huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first Asgard's Wrath was like 120 gigs. So I wonder, you know, am I going to have to delete everything to have one game on there?
Right.
That's making me feel like I have to go with the big boy. What I want is I want like a 256. I don't want to have to jump all the way to that big boy in the $150 price.
Yeah. But that's what I was worried about.
Friend of the show, Marshall205, is pre-ordering the smaller one, the 128. He is going to get it, but he's going to get the 128.
Now, I think that what they could have done is they could have added a external memory so you could put like an SD card in there. So if you wanted to buy the 128, but then you want to buy an SD card to boost it up some, yeah. You can get a 1 terabyte one on there.
I wish it had expandable memory for sure, because that would make me feel better. I'd get the 128 and I'd pop a card in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But to my knowledge, that's not an option. Could be wrong. I could have missed it, but I think you get what you get.
And I don't see anything in there that would let you do something like that.
Headset looks good, though.
It does. Are you going to go to like a tech store, like Best Buy or something, and try it out? Or are you just going to pre-order it and wait for it to ship to your house?
I'm just going to pre-order, but here's what I told Marshall 205.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to spend this money. But come hell or high water, I'm going to play VR one night a week.
Hmm.
I don't care if nobody plays with me. I don't care if I ruin whatever game we are playing. I'm going to go play VR. Because if I'm going to spend this much money, I'm going to make time to play this thing. You know, I think I got my original Quest was like $300 or something, my Quest 2.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to get into big money, so I need to lean into this. I want to say something quick too. They showed off the Ray-Ban sunglasses. They're like $300 or glasses. They're not just sunglasses.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
They're pretty damn cool. Mm-hmm. Or they will be pretty damn cool. Like the idea that I could look at something and be like, hey, what am I looking at? And it can tell me, and you could live stream from them and stuff. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glass, right?
Yeah, I think so. They're gonna be $299. They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're neat. They got that little spy cam too.
Yeah, but you can see the spy cam. It's not like
you got to be able to see it, so people don't do pervy shit with it.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. They will be cool whenever all the stuff they showed off is there. What I was gonna say is, Zuckerberg is passionate as hell about VR and AR and this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was maybe the most relatable I've ever seen him be during this press conference. He was good, man. He was comfortable and he loves it. Like you can tell he loves it. And I found it to be refreshing.
Yeah.
Saw a couple people shitting on him for being a little robotic, but that's his thing. He did well, I thought. And I don't think you could fake what he was doing because he's not personable enough to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
How much they got that pro for? Are they still trying to get $1,000 for that thing?
Yep, still $1,000.
So there's one of them on eBay I saw that was $450. And I was like, I wonder if I'm better off to get the pro. See, this is, you got that comparison up. Let's go through here slowly.
Okay.
Go down. See, the first thing concerning thing is it says our most powerful headset yet is on the Quest 3. The pro says the most premium headset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because this one's got the Snapdragon Gen 2,
and that one has a Snapdragon Gen 1.
As just like the Meta Quest 2.
Correct. So it has the same chip in it. The Pro, I know we're getting all over the place. The Pro has the same chip as the Quest 2.
Yeah.
Now
it has more DRAM.
Yes. It's got 12 versus 8.
Yeah.
And the Pro.
And you get that 256 only comes in the Pro.
Yeah. Scroll down to the optics.
Okay. Optics.
Display resolution. So the Pro is 1800 by 1920 per eye. And the Quest 3 is 2064 by 2208. They both use pancake lenses.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have continuous AID. Color gamut's 100% of sRGB, and on the Pro, it's 129%. Mm-hmm. Scroll down to tracking. The Quest 3 is face, eye tracking, hand tracking, yes. So does the Pro, but they do say the hand tracking is better on the Pro.
Right. Now, doesn't the PlayStation VR 2 have the face and eye tracking?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
Quest 2 has hand tracking, but not eye tracking.
So the only one that has the eye tracking is the Quest Pro.
Yes. Which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
For some things. It allows you to like scroll down by moving your eyes. Controllers is a hybrid, computer vision and machine learning tracking. Haptics, true touch, variable haptics, rechargeable battery, no. The Pro is self-tracked with three camera sensors, so it actually has cameras on the controllers themselves. Infinite tracking volume, haptics, true touch variable haptics across touch points, and it is rechargeable.
So the controllers, you have to use a battery?
It uses one AA.
One AA, okay.
I believe I'm correct. I don't think it takes two. I think it takes one. And they last for quite a while. So pass-through in Quest 2 is grayscale. Quest 3 is color, 4 megapixel, 18 ppd. Pro is 1 megapixel, I assume is what MP is, 8 ppd. Hit that little info to see what it says. How the headset presents pass-through experience in a blend of physical and digital. Okay. Quest 3 charges through a cord, which is included. The battery should last 2.2 hours. It's a 5,060 milliamp battery. Mm-hmm. The Pro charges through a dock, which is included, or a cord, which is included. It's a 5,348 milliamp, and it's a 2.5 hour runtime. And just for some perspective, Quest 2's got about a 2 hour runtime. So, I mean, I guess maybe the way that they're trying to articulate it, it's the most premium experience. I think that's still true. It is no longer their most powerful, though.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if the controllers for the Pro, see if you can get back over to the accessory section, find those Pro controllers, the black ones, and see if they'll work with the Quest 3. I'm curious, because they're a better controller with the cameras on board. They're going to be truly tracked better. So if you go down and find them and click on them, when you scroll down, it tells you what they're compatible with. Because I've been all through this trying to make sure that my head strap wouldn't work. You were almost at them. Oh, there they are.
So this is the MetaQuest Touch Pro
controller bundles. Yeah, go to that one. Works with Meta and MetaQuest 2. Scroll down, though. It'll actually have a compatible with. There you go. So they are compatible with the Quest 3. So you could, in fact, buy the Quest 3, upgrade the controllers, which I think are basically the biggest difference for me.
Mm-hmm.
There are some cool things that the Pro does that one doesn't, but the controllers are the big deal. You could spend, what were they, $300 on these controllers.
Yeah.
And have the Pro, but of course you're paying the Pro price at that point, but you're having a more powerful system with better features then.
So would you buy these controllers or would you wait till they go on sale?
I don't think they'll ever go on sale. You can maybe pick up a used set with a broken headset or something on eBay.
I was thinking maybe they go on sale for like $50 off.
Maybe if I bought the cheaper headset, but that's just a lot of money.
Yeah. You're getting $1,000 for.
Here's what I want to say is hopefully those controllers continue to be, you know, functional with the next headset that comes out. But realistically, by the time the next headset comes out, the controllers will be better than these controllers.
Yeah, right.
So you're really buying them to use now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what's crazy about this. These controllers are $300. And like I said, there right now is a MetaQuest Pro on eBay, used but working condition. And it looks like it's in really good shape. And it's $450.
Hmm.
So you'd be kind of crazy to buy this for $300.
Yeah.
But, you know, now that I know they work, I may keep an eye out. I would love to have those controllers with the Quest 3, even though they're black and they don't match. I would love to have these with the onboard cameras. The tracking will be even better. So this is a long show. I just realized how long.
Yeah, not as long as last week, though.
So. You're about to pass out, though.
No, I'm not. Hey, did you want to talk about what the MetaQuest and Xbox tie-in?
Yeah, they have a version of Game Pass coming to Meta.
Yeah.
Coming to the MetaQuest, I guess I should
say.
Like
a cloud system.
Yeah, which is cool. And smart for both parties. So it's extremely smart for Xbox and extremely smart for Meta. I guess the games that aren't in VR will do some sort of weird like head tracking to move the camera.
Yep.
There's your MetaQuest Plus. So it's $59.99 for the year, or it's $8 a month. But it gives you two games a month, cancel anytime. It's pretty cool. They're giving you Red Matter and Fisherman's Tale. Fisherman's Tale is great. I don't know about Red Matter. I haven't played it. But I like the idea of getting the MetaQuest Plus and kind of making sure that, like I said, I want to play it at least a night a week. I'm always going to have something new coming in.
Yeah.
So I'm committed to this. I'm excited about it. Between PSVR 2 and MetaQuest 3, which way are you leaning?
I would say right now I'm towards Meta.
Yeah.
There's not enough games on the other one, the PlayStation, for me yet.
Yeah. Now, because price differences, I mean, it's not a big price difference.
Right.
You gotta pay up either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see how to proceed, but I do plan on pre-ordering one, and like I said, I am open to selling my other one if it's something you're interested in.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that after off the air.
Yeah. I don't have anything else. It's been a long show.
Yeah,
you probably neither. Want to get to bed.
Yeah. Ray, we're going out for breakfast tomorrow, so. For her birthday. That's the reason why we're not telling. It's my wife's birthday.
When is it?
It was actually Wednesday.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so it passed. So it'll be this, like, we always go somewhere for her birthday. So this time next year, you'll have another guest.
You just always go somewhere. You could have just stopped right there.
Yeah, no. We always go somewhere.
Yeah.
Always. For her birthday, not mine.
Just always.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that'll be it. If you'd like to support us, head us over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can help join Ryan's Thumb Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Help him out with that. All legal fees also. Let him know, you know, just put like reason why, just put thumb in there for why you put it in there.
Help me get a robot thumb so I can win.
Follow us at game_Stitch. That is still usable and I still look at it. And follow at Hoffman Show, HOFNSHO. I'm not changing my name. Sorry.
You should.
No. Or producer, if you search producer Gerald, it'll pull up.
That's what you should just be.
It won't let me change it. I tried to, and I think we had an issue. Someone already had it.
Yeah, I think just
that's like
right.
Game Stitch, we couldn't get because we had to do that underscore.
Yeah, because there's a squatter sitting on it.
Yeah. All right, that was episode 558. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night. Tighten up.